诸位弟兄姐妹，大家新年快乐。
Hallelujah, Happy New Year to brothers and sisters.
非常感谢主耶稣的安排。今年在我们华人的新年的时候，能够到我们温哥华教会来，跟弟兄姐妹一起分享这个新年的快乐。
I thank God for His guidance, enable us to come here during this happy Chinese New Year.
同时更高兴的是，又有机会在主里面一起分享主耶稣基督的恩典。
And what most important, that we are able to share the grace from our Lord.
今天是我们大年初二。
And today is the second day of our Chinese New Year.
依照我们华人的习惯，是大家团圆大喜乐的日子。
And according to the Chinese custom, this is a day of gathering. It's a big day.
中国几千年来的这种习惯，过年是最高兴的日子。
In this thousand years of the Chinese custom, Chinese New Year is the happiest time.
在过新年的时候有许多大家都非常重视的事情。
And during this occasion, many people emphasize certain matters.
大概是很多人都能够克服种种的困难，要回家团圆。
And many of them will settle their difficulties to return home to be united with their family.
这个是我们中国人重视家庭。
This is the Chinese customs emphasizing the importance of a family.
这个是圣经里头神的教训。
And this is also a biblical teaching.
一个人重视家庭，
because when we emphasize family,
他才不会忘本。
Then you would not be ungrateful.
所以这种习俗是好的。
So this tradition or customs is good.
还有我们中国人在过年的时候，
and during our Chinese New Year,
很重视一项，
there are certain things that we emphasize.
就是要干净。
That we emphasize cleanliness.
过去不管多么的脏，
no matter how dirty it was in the past,
在过新年的时候呢，里里外外都要干净。
But during the Chinese New Year, no matter it is exterior or interior, it has to be clean.
这也是合乎圣经的教训。
And this is also a biblical teaching.
所以除夕以前一定要大清扫。
So before the New Year comes, we have to do a general cleaning.
所以在过新年的时候除夕那天我们就家家户户里里外外焕然一新。
So that during the New Year, we also dress with cloth with new clothing.
还有一项事情。
And there is also a certain matter.
这是我们小时候一直所听到的。
And this is what we heard when we were young.
很多人都在快要过年的时候很着急的一件事情就是要还债。
And when the New Year come, we were very anxious to pay off our debts.
有一句古语说，欠债不欠过年的。
There's a saying that when you owe money, you should not owe it till the New Year.
那么在圣经里头有七年，七年有一次，七年的时候一切债全部要解除。
So during the New Year, all debts have to be settled before then.
圣经里头的新年就是最快乐的一年。
So in the Bible, the New Year is the most happiest moment.
那种快乐就是没有债，没有负债。
They're very happy because there's no debt and they don't owe anything.
那圣经里头说七年才有一次，但是中国人一年一次。
So biblical recorded 7 years as once, but the Chinese has every year it does that.
这也是好的。
This is also good.
还有一项。
There is also one
从小时候到现在
from young till now,
到新年的时候上上下下老老少少高兴的是要穿新衣服
that no matter young or old very excited to wear new clothing
在中国大陆啊，再穷就是一年一定要有 一套新衣服。
So in China, no matter how poor you are, once a year you must wear a new clothing.
那么那一套新衣服可以穿一年。
That clothes, you will wear it throughout the year.
到明年一定要再换一件新衣服。
Then the next year come, you will change a new one.
啊，这也是好习惯。
This is also a good practice.
不管多穷。
No matter how poor you are,
一定要换新。
You must have a new.
所以在这个新年的时候啊，一切都新了。
You must have a new one. So this is the things that they do during the New Year.
我们环境换新啊。
We must change a new environment.
我们的人也要更新。
So we have to be renewed.
所以在这个新年的时候，我想起保罗说了一句话。
So during this year, I ponder on the words spoken by Paul.
我们看加拉太书第六章。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
加拉太书第六章第十五节。
6 verse 15.
十五节、十六节，我们念这两节。
16 and 17, let us read.
十五节说：“受割礼不受割礼啊，都无关紧要。要紧的就是做新造的人，凡照此理而行的，愿平安怜悯加给他们和神的以色列民。”保罗写的这封信到最后就是这句话。
During the, his last.Writing of Paul, these are the words was spoken by him.
加拉太书啊，保罗在说明基督的福音。
And sorry, that was verse 6. And he emphasized the gospel of Christ.
基督的福音就是神对世人最大的爱。
This is the gospel. The gospel emphasized the greatest love of Christ.
那么他的结论就是这样子。
And this is his conclusion.
神对世人最大的爱是什么？
What is the greatest thing?Love to man.
他最重要的是什么？
What is the most important?
他希望世人做什么？
What does he wish man to do?
好，这里很清楚告诉我们。
This is what he tells us clearly.
说受割礼不受割礼啊，都无关紧要。
neither circumcisions or uncircumcisions mean anything.
可能很多人会拘守种种的传统的习惯。
Perhaps many of us.Emphasize greatly on the traditions.
这个受割礼是犹太人最重视的一个传统的习惯。
Circumcision is what most emphasized on the Jewish tradition.
但是割礼的意义在哪里？
But what's the meaning of circumcision?
因为太重视这种习惯。
Because the important was it became a habit.
但是却忽略了它真正的意义在哪里。
And they forgot the real meaning behind circumcision.
开始设立的时候可能会记得。
When they first established this tradition,
慢慢的人就会重视在外表的这一些习惯、传统，但是呢，却忘记了它真正的意义在哪里。
Perhaps they know what it meant, but gradually it became a tradition, and they consequently forgot what's the real meaning behind it.
所以我前面说到，我们中国人过年很重视。如果只是重视这些外表的这些形式啊，但是忘记了那些古老的教训，那就没有什么意义啊。
So as I said earlier, that some of the traditions, it is good for us to know, but if we forget the real meaning, the traditional meaning behind this, it will be very pitiful.
所以这句话应该对我们最好的提醒。
So this is a very good reminder for us.
过新年的时候不要单单重视这一些外表的习惯。
So during the new year, we just don't emphasize the outward look thing.
那今天我们在耶稣基督里面。
So today we are in Christ.
我们更要留意这一点。
This is, we must emphasize greatly upon.
不要只是每天过着好像基督徒的生活。
And don't just simply live a life of a Christian.
有这一些宗教的生活的习惯。
That it became a Christian habit.
好像也很重视。
And it seems that we emphasize.
但是如果忽略了这个内在。
But if you if you forgot the true meaning behind it,
那可能就会失去了它的意义。
Then perhaps you lose its real meaning.
所以保罗这句话给予我们很好的提醒。
So Paul gave us a good reminder.
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要。
That neither circumcision nor uncircumcision mean anything.
但是很多人非常重视。
But yet there are many people emphasize on this.
保罗说无关紧要。
So Paul means here says means anything.
那一个人重视这些无关紧要的事情呢，就会忽略了那个真正的最重要的事情。
So if a person cares about anything, then he will forget the real meaning behind all this.
好，那么这些无关紧要的事情是引起争论，大家在那里喊为这个事情争论的一些事。
This means This means anything that most people fall into that trap. They would spend time in arguing anything, but they do not know what it means.
所以保罗写这个加拉太书啊，也是为了这个割礼的问题，要跟他们争论。
So that is why Paul wrote this letter to the Galatians to discuss about this matter.
所以保罗这个结论说，就没有什么意义的了。重要的是要做新造的人。
So Paul told them that this doesn't mean anything. What most count is new creation.
希望这句话能够给我们的勉励。
So I hope these words give us encouragement.
好，那么下面这句话也是重要的。
Then the last words are very important.
凡照此理而行的，按照这个道理来行的。
Anything that's created according to the truth.
下面有带着祝福。
Then it will bring peace.
说愿平安怜悯加给他们。
That may peace and mercy would follow to them.
不管他是谁。
No matter who they are.
还有特别提到包括以色列民
and this includes the Israelite
加拉太教会是外邦人
the Galatians are the church of Gentiles
那又包括以色列就是所有的人
and they include many other people such as the Israelite
按照这个道理去行的重视做新造的人
it says if you do accordingly to a new creations
不要去为那些无关紧要的事情在那里争论。
Then don't argue or debate upon things that are unimportant.
愿平安怜悯加给他。
So may peace and mercy be upon them.
愿在这个新年的时候，我们大家都得到这样的祝福、平安跟神的怜悯。
So that in this new year we will receive His peace and mercy from God.
好，那么接下来我们应该要想一想。到底最要紧的做新造的人是怎么样做新造的人
So now we going to ponder next How are we going to be a new person?
在创世的时候
During the time of creation
神造亚当跟夏娃
God created Adam and Eve
那个是最新的
These are the new creations
神怎么样造亚当夏娃
How did God created Adam and Eve?
说按照自己的形象
He created according to his own image.
按照神的形象，神的样式造亚当夏娃。
According to his image, God created Adam and Eve.
那是最新的。
That is the new creation.
但是亚当夏娃后来变旧了。
But Adam and Eve later on became old.
变坏了。
Became corrupted.
这个我们都知道。
We all know this.
所以受诱惑犯罪之后啊。就变旧了。
After he was tempted and committed sin, he became old.
因为败坏就旧了。
Because when he was corrupted, he became old.
神要再得到新人。
So what will they do? God wanted a new creation.
既然起初所创造的亚当夏娃已经旧了坏了。
Now the new creation of Adam and Eve has became old and corrupted.
神好像被打败了。
It appears that God has now defeated himself.
败在魔鬼的手下了。
And he has been defeated under the hands of Satan.
全能的神不会这样就服气的。
The Almighty God will not just give up like that.
他要重新造人。
He will create a new person again.
而且这个人胜过亚当夏娃。
And this person will gain victorious over Adam and Eve.
可以得胜魔鬼。
And he will overcome Satan.
就是一个。在基督里面重新造的人
This is a person created in Christ
所以神就这样的计划
So this is what God has planned
记得耶稣基督来要重新造新人
So through Jesus he going to create new man
我们看到哥林多 后书第五章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十七节。
Verse 17.
哥林多后书第五章十七节
Verse 17
说若有人在基督里啊，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。这里说若有人在基督里面，他就是新造的人。
So he tells us that any, so if anyone in Christ, he is a new creation.
所以神就计划要在耶稣基督里面啊，来造新人。
So God planned anyone in Christ, he will become a new person.
所以借着耶稣基督到世上来。
So through Christ, we came into this world.
为了要造成，要再造一个新人。
And in order to create a new person,
主耶稣基督啊，他牺牲他自己。
Lord Jesus sacrificed himself.
我们看，以弗所书第二章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章
Chapter 2
十五节
Verse 15
第二章十五节
2 Verse 15
这里说以自己的身体废掉冤仇就是那记在律法上的规条为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人如此便成就了和睦在这里啊，保罗说啊，主耶稣基督以他自己的身体啊，在十字架上来成就这个恩典。
Here Paul tells us that through the flesh of Jesus, he completed the salvation plan on the cross.
借着耶稣的身体在十字架上被钉死，来灭掉冤仇。
And he was nailed on the cross in order.Reconcile with both of them.
就是十六节这里说啊，十六节说在即在十字架上灭了冤仇。
That is what is written in verse 16, reconcile both of them.
那十五节说用他自己的身体被挂在十字架上来灭掉这个冤仇。
So Jesus used his body to be nailed on the cross to reconcile both of them.
这个就是律法上记的规条。
This is the requirement of the law.
按照律法，我们都是神的仇敌。
According to the law, all of us are enemy of God.
人不能见神，一见神就被杀了。
And man cannot face God, otherwise he be killed.
所以那耶稣基督替我们被杀，我们就可以跟神和好了。
And Jesus Christ killed for us, and therefore we are able to reconcile with God.
并且呢。不再分犹太人或者外邦人。
And we are no longer a Jew or a Gentile.
神与人，人与人与人，人与神，都已经和睦了。
Man with man, God with man, has now been reconciled.
这个是借着耶稣基督的十字架，要来造成一个新人。
And this is through the work of Christ in order to be a new creation.
那为什么要造成一个新人？
Why would we want to become a new person?
就是要成就和睦。
In order to be in harmony.
不要忘记，要成就和睦。
Do not forget. In order to be at peace.
如果今天在耶稣基督里面是不和睦的。
If today we are not in harmony or in peace with Christ.
羞辱了耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲。
You would put Christ in shame for he had died on the cross.
这是最大的羞辱。
This is the greatest shame.
这个是很可怕的事情。
And this is the most dreadful thing.
公然来定耶稣基督的。
Publicly, Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross.
主耶稣基督的牺牲。
And this is why Jesus was sacrificed.
就是为了要成就这个和睦。
As this is in order to have this peace.
所以今天我们在耶稣基督里面的弟兄姐妹，一定要做新人。
So today, we brothers and sisters in Christ, we must be a new person.
新人是绝对和睦的。
A new person is obviously in peace.
神与我们，我们与神都是和睦的。
God with us and we with God are in peace.
这个是很重要的一项。
This is a very important aspect.
我们听了福音。
After we heard
我们相信了耶稣基督。
Of the gospel and we became
我们接受了这个救恩。
A believer and we accepted the salvation.
我们应该明白这个道理。
We must understand this teaching.
神要在耶稣基督里面造新人，不要让神失望。
Lord, God want man to be created in Christ so that he would not be disappointed.
看回来哥林多后书第五章。
Let us turn back to Galatians chapter 5.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
哥林多后书五章十八节
5:18
一切都出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又劝将这个劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这个就是神在基督里面叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过患归在他们身上，并且将这个和好的道理托付了我们。这里保罗就说明说，这在基督里面成为一个新造的人，这个是出于神。
And Paul tells us that, we are able to be created a new, became a new creation is all from God.
这是神救赎的大工程。
This is this great plan of God.
借着耶稣基督在十字架上的成就这个事情。
Through our Lord Jesus, on the cross, he was able to accomplish this plan.
造成一个新人。成就和睦
and we became a new creation and will be at peace.
好，那这个和睦使我们与神和好了。
So when we are at peace, we will be in harmony with God.
并且还将这个和好的职分来赐给我们，我们要再传这个和好的道理。
And that he will give us good tidings and we are to spread this good tidings.
托付给我们这个和好的道理。
And he gave us this good tidings.
今天我们不但我们自己得到领受的这个道理。
So today, not only we receive this teaching,
我们与神和好。
We are also in harmony with God.
与人和好。
And we are in harmony with people.
我们还要去传这个道理，使更多的人跟神和好，使更多的人彼此和睦。
And we want to spread the gospel so that people will be in harmony with God and with harmony with one another.
我们看到二十节。
Let us look at verse 20.
所以啊，我做基督的使者啊，好像神借助我们劝你们一般呢、啊。我们替基督求你们与神和好。哥林多教会是纷争结党啊，最不和睦的教会。
The Galatians are have divisions and not in harmony.
保罗写这个信给他们。
So this is why Paul wrote this letter.
在基督里面啊，不和睦。
That if you are not in harmony in Christ.
这个很严重的事情。
This is a very serious.
所以保罗非常的忧愁。
This is why Paul was very sorrow.
写信给他们。
And he wrote this letter.
他说：“所以我们做基督的使者。
So we are the ambassador of the gospel.
就好像神借助我们劝你们一样啊。
So that we are like God, wanting to encourage you.”
我们是替基督求你们呐、啊，求啊
！We are begging on behalf of God.
拜托，拜托啊
！That we seek
在基督里面不要纷争啊
！We beg you that do not divide yourself.
千拜托，万拜托啊
！Then I beg you
跟神和好。
That we must be in harmony with God.
要怎么跟神和好
？How do we be in harmony with God？
一定要做新造的人。
We must be a new creation.
如果没有做新造的人，很难的啦。
If you do not renew yourself, it's very difficult.
你这个世界的和平的道理谁不懂
？So who doesn't know the peaceful teaching?
随便你叫一个最小朋友啊，他都会讲和平的道理。
You ask a little children, they know what is peace.
为什么这个世界不和平
？And yet, why is this world is not in peace?
没有成为新人，怎么可能和平
？If you do not become a new person, there is no peace.
这个很简单的道理。
This is a very simple truth.
所以呢，我希望呢，大家能够将这个道理呀、啊，按这个道理来行。
So I hope that we can practice according to the truth.
最要紧的是做新造的人。
What most important is that we want that we have to be a new person.
我们看罗马书第六章。
In Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
第三节。
Verse 3.
罗马书第六章第三节
6 verse 3
岂不知我们这个受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗我们所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样这里告诉我们
Here it tells us
怎么样成为一个新造的人？
How to become a new creation?
就是借着洗礼。
Is through water baptism?
这个洗礼的意义在哪里？
What's the true meaning behind water baptism?
为什么要接受洗礼？
Why must we receive water baptism?
不是一个形式。
It is not only a ceremonial.
一般基督教已经把它当作一种形式。
And most denominations have used this as a ceremonial.
今天我们称为真教会。
Today we are the true church.
不要成为形式。
We must not be like them.
如果形式就没有意义了。
If we just do it as a ceremony, then it loses its meaning.
所以保罗在这里啊，这样的来阐明，就是告诉我们，不是形式。
So this is what Paul emphasized. This is not just not a formality.
这个洗礼是有实质的意义在里头。
Because there is a true meaning behind water baptism.
岂不知我们这个受洗归入耶稣基督里面是受洗归入他的死吗？
It is because that when we are baptized, we buried with him.
那这个死是什么意思？
What do we mean by buried with him?
看第六节。
Verse 6.
说因为知道我们这个旧人呢，和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。这个死的意义在这里。
This is the meaning of the death.
就是这个旧人要死。
That the old person must die.
这个罪人要死。
This old person must die.
因为这个是不和睦的。
Because this old person does not
harmonize. 跟神不和睦。
Because it does not harmonize with God.
跟人不和睦。
And does not harmonize with man.
你看，该隐杀死亚伯。
See, Cain has killed Abel.
兄弟都不和睦了，你要跟谁和睦
？So if you does not harmonize with your brother, who else do you want to?
犯罪了以后离开神，跟神就仇敌了。
So therefore, he departed from God and became enemy.
人与人兄弟杀了
，man and man they kill one another。
这样的人怎么可能和睦
？Then how is there any would there be any peace among them？
所以神在重新牺牲耶稣基督。
So God sacrificed Jesus。
第一次造人很简单。第一次造人很简单。
It was very simple during the first creation。
不用牺牲什么。
There was no sacrificial。
泥土弄一弄就好了。
There was only a gathering of sand.
第二次要造这个新人没有那么简单。
The second time it was not that easy.
花了多长的时间来计划
？It spent a long period of time.
让耶稣基督降生。
It was Jesus born.
生下来来牺牲他自己。
The birth of Jesus in order to be sacrificed.
这种工程多大
？How great is this construction?
我们不要忽略它。
Therefore, we do not look.
要轻看他。
Do not look low on lowly on it.
重视神的这种大爱。
We must emphasize greatly on this great love.
今天让我们受洗重生成为一个新造人。
Because he allowed us to become baptized and to become his new creation.
一举一动有新生的样式。
In every movement we make, there must be a new creation.
那就是和睦啊。
Simply put it, it is harmony.
就是这么简单啊。
That is how simple it is.
所以今天我们要明白神的这个爱到底在哪里。
So today we must try to ponder where is this great love of God.
我们接受洗礼，我们意义在哪里
？When after we receive the water baptism, what's the real meaning behind it?
不要只有是一个形式。
Do not just do it formally.
那么神既然这样爱我们
，So since this is how God loves us,
就是要成就和睦。
It is in order to accomplish peace.
因此我们今天回到天父的面前来。
And today we came back to God.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
十九节。
Verse 19.
以弗所书第二章十九节。
Chapter 2 verse 19.
说这样呢，你们不再做外人那客人，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。既然是这样子，神这样的爱我们。
Since this how God loves us，
在世界上成就了这个和睦。
That on the cross He has accomplished this peace。
借着圣灵把我们带回到天父的面前来。
And through the Holy Spirit He has brought us back to Christ。
我们都不是外人了。
We are no longer strangers。
我们都不是客旅。
And we are no longer visitors。
我们都是神家里的人。
We are all in one family。
是神国的人。
We are all。We all belong to the kingdom.
世界上有一个国家是最特殊的。
In this world, there is one country which is most extraordinary.
我们一般是说，世界上的国家啊。
We the country in this world.
那以色列人呢？他是家国。
the Israelite and the genealogy.
它是一个家庭成为一个国家。
That from one family it became a nation.
所以你看看所有的以色列人，他们都会说同样一句话。
So if you look at the Israelite, they all know of one word.
而且这句话是他们最夸耀的。
And that one word is most spoken of.
我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
That I am the descendant of Abraham.
你打开这个圣经啊，你就会知道亚伯拉罕子孙的多荣耀。
And if you open the Bible, it tells you how glory is the children of Abraham.
神说我是亚伯拉罕的神。
Lord, God said, I am God of Abraham.
你说我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And I say, when we say, I am the children of Abraham.
那么这一些子民是谁的子民？
Then who are the descendants?
就是神的儿子。
That these are the children of God.
今天我们是神的儿子。
And today we are the children of God.
我们也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And we are also the descendant of Abraham.
所以我们是与圣徒同国。
So we have part with the saints.
是神家里的人。
We are one family.
神家里的人应该都是新造的人。
If you are a family of God, you must be a new creation.
所以保罗用这种假死的这个语气。
Paul has used this hypothesis.
说若有人在基督里面。
Say if there is people in Christ.
不是只有形式上的。
Not only just formality.
而是实实在在在基督里面。
That they are truly in Christ.
那他就是一个新造的人。
Then he is a new creation.
旧的事都过去了。
The old has now passed away.
一切都变成新的了。
And now all things are new.
那怎么新？
What? How new are they?
不再是外人了。
That we are no longer
不再做客旅了。
A strangers or a visitors.
不分是你是外人，我是内人，而是怎么没有分了。
So there is no considerations whether you are an outsider or insider.
都是神家里的。
We are all in one family.
都成为一个。
And we all became one.
一个新人。
We all became a new person.
我们再看这句话，看一遍。
Let's read this verse again.
第十五节啊。
Verse 15.
是造成一个新人。
That we have became as one.
一个新人。
One person.
一个人几个心呢？
How many body has a person has?
一个人当然是一个心啊。
Of course, a person only has only one body.
所以今天我们在基督里面了，就成为一。
So today we in Christ we became one.
你没有成为一啊，那就不可能说一心啊。
If you are not one, then you cannot be a new creation.
所以在基督里面呢。大家要能够同心，这个是最重要的。
So when we are in Christ, we must have one heart or one accord.
那一些人与人之间的很多的差异性啊，都消除掉。
And all the any differences among us will be erased.
才可能和睦。
Only then we can be in harmony.
这个和就合在一起。
That when you're harmony, you are as one.
每一个不同的个体要合在一起啊。
And every different part will be united as one.
有那么容易吗？
Would that be that easy?
那个太难了。
It is quite difficult.
在人来讲是绝对不可能的。
In humanly wise, it is very difficult.
那神就是要在人不能的，神凡事都能，神要能。
And what is impossible with man, it is possible with God.
所以神啊，在耶稣基督里面那种复活的大能要显在我们的身上。
So in the Lord, the resurrection of Christ is appearing unto us.
借着基督的十字架的恩典呢，消除我们人与人之间那些隔阂、那些完全不能和睦的那些因素，消除它。
Through the work of the cross, all differences will be erased.
这些因素如果没有消除，拼在一起呀、啊，一定不合。
All these differences, if they are to be brought together, it obviously would not be united as one.
你看这个桌子是怎么成为一个桌子的
？If you look at this table, how was it created?
很多木头这样弄在一起会成为一个桌子吗
？If all if many timber get together,
每一块板每一块木都经过师傅的这样多少的功夫去修它去造它。
each piece of wood was a timber, and the craftsmen skillfully shaped them and put them as one.
这个是死的东西啊。
This thing are dead.
人每一个都是活的。
But humans are alive.
每一个人不同的个性。
And we all have different personality.
那么怎么合在一起啊?
Then how would it be possible for us to get
together?
How would it become one?
你看这个工程多大。
So you see how great is this construction?
就要靠耶稣基督来改造了。
It is through the work of Christ in order to be created.
我们每一个人受洗归入耶稣基督，把它交给主来改造，看。 要怎么样弄，放在哪里?
After we receive baptism, we hand it over to God, to our Lord Jesus, and let Him shape us to the proper fitting.
信主耶稣是什么意思?
What's the meaning of believing in Christ?
交给他。
That is, we handed ourselves to Him.
让他来改造。
And let Him renew us.
他要给我们改造，怎么样？让他来顺从他。
Whatever He wants to do with us, we should let Him do so.
先相信他，献给他。
We must believe in Him, and we must offer ourselves to Him.
才有可能在基督里面成为一个新造的人。
Only then we are able to become a new creation in Christ.
不然的话，怎么可能？
Otherwise, it would be impossible.
我们不是社会团体啊。
We are not a social gathering.
社会上很多团体啊。
And in the world, there are many secular people.
用一个共同的一个他们共同的兴趣或者共同一个目标。
In this secular gathering, they have a common interest or a common goal.
来组成一个团体。
So that they can be formed as a sort of club.
制定一个公约。
So that it will become a club.
大家遵守这样子，成为一个团体。
A club, and they abide with some regulations, so therefore they become
a gathering.
Same as a country.
都是靠这个法律, 靠一个国家的一个制度。
A country depends on its law and its standard.
我成为这个国民, 我就遵守他的法律。
So if you want to become the citizen of this country, you must obey its law.
这样才能成为一个国家。
Only then it can become a country.
这是人世上的这个团体。
This is the secular gathering among people.
但是今天我们在基督里面,
but today, as we enter Christ,
神是从万民啊，万国万民要成为一个。
God has chosen us from many countries to become as one.
而且他不是一个团体。
And we are not just a group of people.
他成为新造的人。
We must become a new created, a new person.
这个就是救恩的奥秘，伟大的地方啊。
This is the greatest mystery. Sorry, this is the greatest secret. Of salvation.
我们再看回来这个加拉太书。
Let us turn back to Galatians.
加拉太书第三章,
Chapter 3,
27节,
verse 27.
第三章27节,
Chapter 3, verse 27.
27节,
27.
说你们受洗啊，归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
28节。28.
并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女。 因为你们在基督里、耶稣里面都成为一了。保罗在这里也是在阐明这个洗礼的重要。意义在哪里？
Here Paul also emphasized the true meaning of water baptism.
像罗马书第六章那里所说的。Just
like what was said in Romans chapter 6.
洗礼的意义在哪里？
And what's the real meaning in water baptism?
归入耶稣基督。It's
to be within Christ.
罗马书那里说明归入耶稣基督是什么意思？
And Romans explain what is being in Christ.
那么这里说到归入耶稣基督啊，他要成为怎么样的？
And here tells us, once you in Christ, what will you be?
怎么样成为一个新人？
And how you become a new creation?
这里说披戴基督了。
That you are clothed in Christ.
每个人都成为基督了。
Then you become Christ.
每个人都像基督了。
And all of you are Christ-like.
所以这个基督就是一个，就是新人，就是基督。
So there's only one Christ, and this new creation is Christ.
因此，今天我们要成为有基督的样式。
So this is why today we must be Christ-like.
我们都要效法基督。
And we must be like Christ.
要成为一个新造的人。
And to be a new creation,
我们就要追求披戴基督。
We must pursue to put on Christ.
披戴基督就是像基督，有基督的样式。
To put on Christ means that you will have the likeness of Christ.
恢复啊神的那种形象
，and to return to the image of God.
所以在基督里面呢，就不分什么你这是什么种族的啦。
So in Christ, we would not differentiate where you.
还有什么族群的问题吗
And do you have any rights among you?
在一个世上的国家里头都有族群问题的。
In a country, there are rights for people.
这个不可能没有。
Surely it must have.
但是在基督里面就要消除。
But in Christ, we must abolish this right.
不管什么犹太人、希利尼人。
There's no difference between the Hebrew, the Greeks and the Israelite.
也不分什么自主的、为奴的。
Or slave or masters.
也就是说，你有尊贵的、卑贱的。
So this is to tell us there is higher status and lowly status.
这种关系也消除了。
And this relationship will be abolished as well.
甚至于说，男女之别。
That is to say.
男跟女的一个。
So that's to say there is no differences between male and female.
到底男女平等还是女男平等？这个搞不清楚啊。
And or there is the male higher level or the female higher level?
所以有什么女权啊，什么运动啊，什么搞来搞去，怎么搞都不平等。
So there is woman lips, but whatever rights they fight for, there is forever looking for more rights.
在人是不可能的。在人是不可能的。
In man, it is impossible.
在基督里面就解决了。
But in Christ, everything will be resolved.
我们知道男女的关系是什么。
And as we know what's the relationship
between man and woman. 是一体的啊。
We are as one.
他说丈夫大还是太太大。
Who is greatest, husband or wife?
谁重要？
Who is important?
头重要了，身体重要。
The head or the body?
哪一个东西不重要？
Which parts are not important?
因为他就是一个人。
Because we are one body.
它是一体的。
We are one.
这个才是圣经的道理。
This is the teaching from the Bible.
所以今天在耶稣基督里面就是成为这样，就是这些差异都消除掉了。
So today in Christ, all these differences are gone.
所以男跟女的没有什么纷争啊，没有什么纷争啊。
So there is no conflicts between man or woman.
还没有什么人的说真尊贵卑贱，说哦，你这个你的高你到底有没有这个问题啊
？Or any differences between a higher status or a lower status?
哇，你是什么族什么哪一族的？你是哪里人哪里人？没有这个差别啊
？Or where you from or where he's from? All these are no differences.
都成为一了。
We are as one.
就是披戴基督了。
That's when we put on Christ.
所以今天在基督里面一定要成为一个新造的人。
So today, if we are in Christ, we must be a new creation.
那么这种一的和睦才能够成就。
Only then this unity can be accomplished.
这个就是我们的目标了。
And this is our goal.
那么我们要怎么样追求到这个目标
？So how do we attain this goal？
就是要做新造的人。
This is that is when we became a new creation.
那怎么做新造人
？How do we become a new creation？
我们看一下以弗所书。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter two.
以弗所书第四章。
Chapter four.
第四章
，Chapter Four，
第四章二十节
，Verse Twenty。
第四章二十节说：“你们学了基督，却不是这样。”这里就告诉我们，我们学了基督啊。
Here tell us that when we came to know Christ，
学习啊，来效法基督。
We learn and we imitate him。
因为这个新造的，这个新造的人。我们受洗就披戴基督，就是像基督的样式。
Because this new creation, is put on Christ and he has the likeness of Christ.
所以，这个就是我们有共同的一个目标，我们要效法基督，我们要像基督。
So we have a common goal to be like Christ and to imitate him.
好，那他就会像一个新造的人。
Then you'll be like a new creation.
好了，那么这里说怎么学呢
？Then how do we learn?
二十一节。
Verse 21。
二十一节说你如果你们听过他的道理领受了他的教训学了他的真理那就好了
So if you heard from and you are taught by him then that's good enough
这三个第一个就是开始是听道理
And here there's three process The first one
要听主耶稣的道理
When you hear the teaching from Christ
所以我们学习耶稣一定要从听耶稣的道理开始
So when we want to learn from Christ, we must first start from listening.
听了道理之后啊，我们才会知道说，哎，我们自己是怎么样的人。
After we have listened, then we're able to compare what kind of person we are.
耶稣的福音呢，他会告诉我们说，你这个旧人呢，要去掉。
And the gospel of Christ tells us that we must abolish our old person.
所以主耶稣的福音，第一个就是悔改。
So the gospel of Christ first is to repent.
去掉这个旧人。
Is to abolish the old person.
好，所以二十二节这里说。
And verse 20.
既然听了道理，那就要脱去啊，从前行为上的旧人呐。
Tell us that so we have heard, then you must depart from your old self.
那这个旧人就因为私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏的了。
And because of the of the world, we have eventually been corrupted.
所以听道理呀，一定要啊去掉旧人。
So when you listen to the gospel, you must depart from the old.
听道理好像照镜子一样。
When you listen to the sermon, you are as if you are looking at the mirror.
看看自己的真面目，哇，脏了，脏了就要擦掉，洗掉。
Then you're looking at the mirror and you look at your face and you then you know how dirty you are.
不要只有看一看而已。
You just not merely just look at the mirror.
更不可以呢，照了自己，哇，怎么这么丑，这么脏？哎，这个镜子打破它，也不可以这样子。
And you should not do the worst thing by looking at the mirror, knowing how bad you are, and break the mirror instead.
所以呢，听道理来改变自己，去掉不好的。
When you listen to sermon, you must change yourself and depart from the old self.
再过来呢，领受他的教训。
Next is to learn his teaching.
主耶稣的教训就要让我们成为一个新造的人。
And the teaching of Christ will allow us to become a new creation.
好，看二十三节。
Verse 23.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。
That your attitude will be changed.
领受主的教训呢，心智就会换新了，新的换了，新的了。
And when you learn from Christ, your whole attitude will be changed and became new.
很多观念都改变了。
All concept will be changed.
耶稣基督的教训要改变我们的观念。
And the teaching of Christ will be able to change us.
改变我们的这个世上的这种想法。
And will change our way of thinking in this world.
我们的想法成为耶稣基督的观念。
Our thinking will become Christ-centered.
这个就是新的。
This is the new thinking.
心就成耶稣基督的心做我们的心了、
啊。You have allowed the heart of Christ to become.
那就会成为一个新造的人。
Then you became a new creation.
才有可能啊，大家和睦啊。
Only then we can be harmony with one another.
第三步啊。
The three steps.
还要学他的真理。
And we must learn his truth.
耶稣基督就是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
要行道。
That we must practice.
主耶稣要我们做的事情，要去学习，要学习。
Jesus wants us to practice his teaching.
好像保罗啊，他信了耶稣之后，他说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
And when, like Paul, after he knew Jesus, he asked Jesus what he ought to do.
那这个就是第二十四节。
Then this is what in verse 24.
并且还要再穿上新人。
That we have to put on the new self.
这个就是把真理行出来了。
This is to put into practice of the truth.
在我们的生活上，在我们工作上，把这个道理就表现出来。
In our work, we will put our good deeds into practice.
就披戴基督了。
And that is putting on Christ.
衣服身体洗干净了。
And you have cleansed your body.
心也换新了。
And your attitude has renewed.
穿上新衣服。
And now you put on Christ.
哇，神的形象就出来了。
Then the likeness of Christ will be manifested.
有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And then you have the truth and you are holy.
按照真理来看，是圣洁的。
So based on the truth, you will be holy.
不是自己认为我是圣洁的，不是这样。
And the holiness is not based on yourself.
是在真理的面前一看，这个镜子一照，我是圣洁的。
It is based on the truth and it's based on as if you are looking at the mirror.
这个真理一照，我是有爱心的。
And based on the truth, then you know that you have love.
按照这个真理一照，我是公义的。
And based on the truth, you are righteous.
心如果没有换的话，你就没有办法了解这个问题。
If you have not renewed your attitude, you would not able to understand.
每一个人都会说自己是对的。
This truth, because everybody will claim that they are correct.
再怎么看，我还是对的。
And no matter, you would look at yourself as right all the time.
一定要用耶稣的真理来。
We must use the truth from Christ.
干净吗？
To check ourselves whether we are clean.
有仁爱吗？
Did you practice perseverance?
公义吗？
Did you practice righteousness?
不是自己想的。
You do not judge yourself.
有真理的人你要圣洁。
Because through the truth, you are able to become holy.
像耶稣基督一样。
You be like Jesus.
这个就是新造的人。
This is a new person.
所以我们把圣经的道理呀、啊，啊，放在心里。
So we must keep the teaching of Christ in our heart.
多听主的道。
And we must listen more of
the teaching. 听道像照镜子一样。
Listening to the gospel is like as if we are looking at the mirror.
干净。
That you're able, then you're able to clean yourself.
领受教训在心里
and to accept the teaching into your heart
心改变了观念中 改变了
then your heart will be renewed your attitude will be changed
目标出现学习耶稣基督
then the goal will appear and you will imitate
Christ 一举一动有新生的样式
any movement you make it will be Christ-like
像基督啊借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样
And like Christ through God he was able to be resurrected
成为一个真正重生的一个复活的新人
and we are able to become a truly a new created person
我相信我们一定是和睦的
I believe that we will able to be harmony
那就是一个、啊、荣耀神的
then we will able to glory God
这个就是、啊、新造的人
this is a new creation
主耶稣基督为我们死
our Lord Jesus died for us
为的就是这样的事情
and this is what he died for、
啊、在这个新年的开始
andThis is the beginning of the new year.
我们都共同以这个目标来学习，来追求。
And together we have this common goal, and we should learn.
求主耶稣啊，加添我们信心，圣灵帮助我们。
May our Lord Jesus strengthen our faith, and the Holy Spirit help us.
让我们都在基督里面成为一个新造的人。
That we are able to be in Christ a new person.
诚实